the latest in Serbia.
It was a dramatic scene on Capitol Hill yesterday as Jason Burnett, whose name has been in the headlines lately for publicly criticizing the Bush administration, testified on Capitol Hill about the inner workings of the White House and its policy on environmental greenhouse gases, the Clean Air Act. Basically, the portrait he painted was of an administration really at odds with its own Environmental Protection Agency. Jason Burnett is a former associate deputy administrator for the EPA. He's now a private citizen and joins us on the line from Washington. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, is it fair to call you a whistleblower? Do you accept that term?
Well, I have been called that, but what I am trying to focus on is getting the next administration ready for making the decisions that this administration declined to confront. Most fundamentally, that is answering the Supreme Court.
At the very least, you paint a picture, and you talked about it a little bit on Capitol Hill yesterday, of an administration that was not only at odds with policymakers inside the bureaucracy, and particularly the EPA, but was actually actively blocking the EPA. How did that work?
Well, I would characterize it a little bit differently. There is a robust interagency policy process that culminated in a cabinet-level meeting where there was agreement that greenhouse gases endanger the public and must be regulated. Then the support for doing so evaporated with the passage of the energy bill. The energy bill didn't change the law and it didn't change the science, but it did change the political calculation, and no longer did the Bush administration want to address greenhouse gases and instead left that challenge to the next administration.
So it was really the ball was dropped and you were left to kind of figure out on your own how to move forward. And in many cases, memos and communications with the vice president's office were not responded to at all.
That's right. After the cabinet level meeting where there was agreement that the public was endangered by greenhouse gases, we drafted up a formal legal finding to that effect. And I made sure that the finding conformed with all of the decisions that had been reached in the interagency process, double-checking with members of the Office of Management and Budget. But when I sent the email containing that finding, we received a phone call asking for us to retract the finding to say that it had been sent in error.
Really? So to actually just kind of pretend that it didn't even exist?
Well, ultimately, the email wasn't opened, and OMB was directed by others in the White House, it's my understanding, to not open the email so as to not trigger the public transparency provisions of both the Clean Air Act and an executive order.
Jason, do me a favor and explain this bit of your testimony yesterday. Listen to it first, and then see if you can explain it to me, because it really is a shocker.
And I must say that it was sometimes somewhat embarrassing for me to return to EPA and ask for my colleagues to explain yet again that CO2 is a molecule.
What's that again? You had to explain that CO2 is a molecule?
Well, yes. I think I was quoted in the New York Times as saying the process was absurd. There were individuals in the Office of Management and Budget that were interested in limiting the Supreme Court decision, Massachusetts versus EPA, to just cars and trucks, and not letting the implications of that decision spill over to power plants and refineries and other sources of greenhouse gases, stationary sources. And so they tried to argue that somehow CO2 emissions from cars and trucks were different than CO2 emissions from power plants.
But the same molecule. Jason, hold on for just a second, because you want to prepare the next administration for what you experienced in the Bush administration. I want to talk to you about that. Hold on for a second. We're going to get some headlines, and I'll be right back with you. Jason Burnett is a former associate deputy administrator for the EPA. He'll be right back with us. Good morning, everybody. Continuing now our conversation with Jason Burnett, the former associate deputy administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency. Jason testified on Capitol Hill yesterday about the interagency conflicts that existed between the Bush administration and legislation, laws on the books on implementing environmental policy. And the enormous number of details that you presented in your testimony, I really don't have time to get into all of those. I mean, we should point out that the finding memo you spoke about before the break is actually still unopened in the White House inbox. And these interagency conflicts, which seem so frustrating to me, what do you think the next administration is going to face here?
Well, simple observation is that the next administration will need to respond to the Supreme Court and will need to follow the Clean Air Act. And the Clean Air Act says that if greenhouse gases endanger the public, and they clearly do so, that regulation is required. Now, the Clean Air Act is not the best law for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. It would be much better if Congress would pass new legislation that was specifically designed to address greenhouse gases. But in the meantime, the next administration will need to move forward with a regulatory strategy to begin reducing these gases.
Well, finally, how does it work? I mean, it's hard to know exactly what the manifestation is of politics like this, where you have the government fighting itself. I mean, we've seen this with the CIA and with other legislation or Supreme Court decisions that the Bush administration apparently doesn't really have the will to follow. And so there are these stall tactics that take place. I mean, when the Bush administration leaves office, is it going to be like ding dong, the witch is dead in the bureaucracy like the EPA? Or is there going to be some sort of momentum to stall that the new administration is going to have to push back on to actually get anything done?
Well, over the past 6 months or so, my last 6 months in the agency, we spent a lot of effort of developing a framework that hopefully will be useful to the next administration in making these important policy decisions, the decisions that this administration has punted on.
All right. Well, we can only hope that that happens and that your advice will be taken. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jason Burnett is a private citizen now, but he was once the Associate Deputy Administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency. Adora?
From the EPA to oil and North.